This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. You know our show. It's where we discuss business topics from a business standpoint. And it's about three guys sitting around a bar having drinks without the drinks, talking business with you, the audience listening in.
And there's no women here either.
No women, not this time.
No women, no alcohol, but just three guys sitting around talking business.
That's it. And the audience is listening in over our shoulders. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. We do have a phone number. It's 888-912-1190. You use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate worth over $100 given away during this show. And that certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tanbella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is animals that start with the letter Q. No, I'm just kidding. It's just going to be general
Are
trivia.
Are there still be stumped?
Yeah, exactly.
General trivia.
Oh, okay, so we're going to start off talking about recent news of the economy.
Recent news of business. So, but before I start that, Edward, you and I got back from a little trip we did last week. Yes. Man, it's been cold around here the last couple of weeks, and you and I flew out to Palm Beach, Florida.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, I'm sending text to my wife. It's 82 degrees here today, honey, and we're at the beach.
We're doing business.
We were. We went out there actually to speak in front of a family office group in Palm Beach that we were invited to. It's an exclusive group, privately owned, and we were invited by one of the members. In fact, a membership in this group, it requires a minimum net worth of $75 million, and I can't wait to be qualified. But I still have a long way to go, a very, very long way to go. But it was fun. It was great. And at that meeting, it was interesting, and I will start out talking a little bit about the economy and probably the first couple of segments, because I've got some great articles of that just from the last couple of weeks that I think portend some pretty good news about the economy and how it relates to real estate, since we are a bunch of real estate guys here and we're bullish on real estate investing, as anybody who's listened to the show would know. And so we're going to kind of weave that into real estate investing and other investments. But I want to start out by saying that at the beginning of this group, and so we're invited to present, we're one of four presenters to this group of, and we are presenting, of course, the Pacific Private Money Fund, which is a mortgage pool fund. We're going to talk a little bit more about that fund later on today. But before we were able to present, as the group was assembling and starting out, the many of the members who know each other, of course, very well, and they meet monthly to listen to pitches from companies like ours, they wanted to talk about, hey guys, you know, what are you concerned about? What's happening in the economy? You know, where are you investing? And they got into a long discussion about bonds, which I'm not going to get into right now because, you know, if you've listened to our show again, we're not, you know, we're really not bond guys, and we're really not even stock guys either. But the bond market right now, with interest rates rising, of course, is not the best place to, you know, if you have your money right now. You're seeing bond prices go down as a result of that. But one of the things that I thought was interesting is that one of the older members of the fund, who's been investing in equities and stocks for over 50 years, was very concerned about the price earnings ratios that he sees. Now, he says the PE ratios of stock prices, in his opinion, are at historic highs. And I also wondered, and again, I'm not a stock guy, but maybe Edward, you might have a comment on this. You know, I kind of liken PE ratios to stocks similar to cap rates paid on commercial real estate. And cap rates paid on commercial real estate have been declining over the years. And as they go down, that means the price or the value of that commercial property is going up. There's an inverse relationship between cap rates, capitalization rates, that is, and commercial real estate prices. But they've been going down in large part because money has been cheaper. Interest rates have been going down. And as interest rates now are starting to go back up, both short-term and long-term, we would expect that cap rates on commercial real estate will follow suit. Well, I don't know that the low cost of money has had any influence on PE ratios when it comes to stock investing. But I'm just wondering if those PE ratios, as interest rates and inflation increases, would that be of concern to those who buy and invest in stocks about those PE ratios being at historic highs?
Okay, I
wish we had Ken Winans on the show.
Yeah, he was, that's true.
He used to be a co-host with us at the Best of Investing a number of years ago, and he's a stock expert. But we don't have any stock experts here, so we're just going to opine here.
Yes. Well, I think a lot of times the stock market tries to predict ahead of time, right? You know, people buy stocks in anticipation. Mm-hmm. So if they assume that the earnings will go up, then eventually those PE ratios theoretically would go down,
yeah,
right? And then maybe that's what they're...
And if that happens, the expectation was that maybe stocks might underperform in the coming months and years as a result, more after the break.
Yeah, because again, those stocks have to go up in value in order for those PE ratios to make sense.
Yes.
I'm sorry, the earnings have to go up.
Earnings have to go up, yeah.
All right, here's our first trivia question. Again, no animals with Q. But this is an animal question. What do whales feed their young? That's our question. Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that free tanning certificate worth about $100. Want to make a quick mention here. If you're thinking of a wedding venue, family reunion, or just a place for you and some friends, check out the San Francisco Theological Seminary in San Anselmo, where they have a gracious two-story, completely remodeled Victorian. Check them out. Call 415-451-2836 or go to www.seminaryevents.com. And don't touch that dial. The Best to Invest is going to be right back.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world often use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around. Tell me who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% or more. Call Pacific Private Money and join thousands of other Bay Area investors who have watched their income grow. A 7.5% return secured with Bay Area real estate is certainly worth looking into. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call 415-883-2150. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
The Ladies of Broadway are coming to Marin Center this March. Prepare to be amazed and inspired as these Broadway powerhouse ladies hit the stage for a dynamic evening highlighting the tales and talents of their stellar Broadway experiences. Seven accomplished women will perform and share not only their own Broadway highlights and stories, but their tributes to women such as Ethel Merman, Bernadette Peters, and Audra McDonald that have inspired them throughout their careers. This performance for all ages is produced by Transcendence Theater Company, the creators of the award-winning Broadway Under the Stars concert series in Wine Country. Broadway professionals currently scheduled to appear in Ladies of Broadway include women from Broadway shows such as Wicked, Mamma Mia, Hairspray, Legally Blonde, Motown the Musical, and American in Paris, and many more. Performances will be on March 17th and 18th at Marin Veterans Memorial Auditorium. Reserve tickets at www.ladiesofbroadway.com. That's www.ladiesofbroadway.com.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment, producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan. First trivia question, what do whales feed their young?
I'm going to guess regurgitated krill.
Regurgitated krill is not the right answer.
Not like a bird?
Nope.
Milk?
Milk, that is correct, because it does a body good.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I'm sorry. I stole that from one of those commercials. Mark, why don't you continue with us?
So we're talking in the last segment about how Edward and I visited a family office event where we were presenting the Pacific Private Money Fund for their consideration. And one of the members there was talking about, you know, his fear of high P.E. ratio in the current stock market and a belief that, you know, there might be some underperformance. And, you know, it's been interesting. The stock market has been really interesting. I mean, there was a year, you know, about 2 years ago, the stock market was actually underperforming quite a bit. I mean, there was a 12-month periods, I think, between, you know, the mid-2015 and mid-2016 where there was essentially zero growth year over year. But then it went on a tear. You know, and of course, yep. We've had a very unexpected, not a lot of people that we were listening to were calling that. And so, but now here we are, it's been kind of bouncing around at 25,000 and, you know, based again on this family office environment where, you know, people of means and many of them sent to millionaires and where they're putting their money at. Many of them are very, very cautious about the stock market right now. They believe it's overpriced. They're also concerned about the bond market where they tend to invest fairly heavily because bond prices are being squeezed right now. There was one other question or a comment rather by one of the other members of the family office who said that in his opinion, he was predicting that interest rates, both short-term and long-term, were going to increase much faster than the media is projecting.
Now, based on...
He didn't actually get into that, into a lot of detail. Wish I had that detail, but I took a note to that that comment. And of course, again, a lot of banter back and forth, but it's always interesting to hear what wealthy people or people of extreme wealth are thinking. And, oftentimes that's, you know, that's something that, you know, those of us littler people are not really privy to.
Would you say that they're more aggressive in their thinking or... are they conservative? I mean, you know, how do they get to that level?
Well, we expected them to be more conservative. Yeah. But here's the thing. You know, we presented our fund, and our fund has been distributing at around 8% with monthly distributions, 8% income year over year for the last 5 years. And the surprising thing is that there was interest. But then they were saying, you know, could you use leverage to increase those yields to get them up to double digits? Now, when someone starts saying double digits, that's typically not conservative, but it just tells you that they're accustomed to seeing presentations and opportunities where yields are in the 10 to 20% range, which a lot of us certainly don't see those kind of opportunities on a regular basis.
And maybe they don't have an issue with having a few losers if they can hit one big one.
Right. I mean, do they think like venture capitalists or do they think a little bit more conservatively? And
actually, I think that it's a little bit more venture capital because the kind of presentations that were being made there were kind of ground floor type of, maybe drugs that were getting approved by the FDA and that sort of thing.
Okay, so it wasn't just real estate.
Related. No. In fact, okay. I think there was only maybe one other one.
Yeah. On to the articles for this week. The Fed is confident about growth, about the possibilities for growth in the U.S. economy this year.
Ergo, there's your rise in interest rates coming.
Robust economic growth has increased the confidence of Federal Reserve officials that the economy is ready for higher interest rates. The Fed cited the strength of recent economic data, financial conditions, and the impact of major tax cuts that took effect in January, which they believe might deliver a larger than expected increase in near-term economic growth. Now, what's surprising about this is the Fed doesn't usually come out and announce this kind of stuff, and that was really unexpected. The Fed is seeking to raise rates gradually to maintain control of inflation without impeding an economic expansion that is nearing the end of its ninth year, which, by the way, is one of the longest peacetime expansions. In fact, if we're still in growth at this time next year, we will be in the longest expansion of uninterrupted growth in our nation's history. So another article, might, this is from Kinsey, and the McKinsey Global Institute is one of the most respected, you know, national and economic think tank of the consulting giant McKinsey, of course. Article in the, this is a New York Times article. Will we have a productivity boom next? And they believe that as the economy, or the study anyway, believes that as the economy returns to full employment, meaning we're having a harder, companies are having a harder and harder time finding people to hire, an outburst of faster growth and productivity and hence economic growth is a real possibility. So the thought is this, you know, basically, you know, as fewer and fewer warm bodies are available to hire, the way you make up for that is you spend money on infrastructure and software that make you more efficient, that increase productivity through efficiency. And so they believe that that could result in an economic boom. So again, just interesting. Oh, and one more thing, consumer confidence remains at a historic high. You know, and of course, we know that consumer confidence drives spending and investing, and especially on the retail side. So, you know, if anyone's wondering, and we get asked this all the time, do you see any clouds on the horizon? What do you, you know, what do you predict for, you know, 2018, 2019? What do you see? You know, are we at the top of the cycle? Is the business cycle moving towards the next recession? None of the indicators would lead to that. Nobody we're listening to is predicting that. In fact, economist Chris Thornburg, who is one of the few economists who went public in 2006 and predicted the oncoming recession and the real estate price bubble, and was largely ridiculed for that. He, in fact, is reading his articles. He's still remains bullish. He said the tax overhaul will have these unintended consequences for the U.S. economy: higher interest rates and tighter lending markets. I thought that was interesting.
Wow.
But you know, again, higher interest rates doesn't necessarily mean recession, right?
No, but the tighter lending, where is he coming up with that?
Just because less people qualify?
Yeah, or more bank regulations, or
Anyway, he believes that there's little reason to expect that the expansion to stall or reverse in 2018, although you know, he's concerned about the worsening labor shortage, which will have implications in California for years to come. But again, hence the other article, will that drive productivity in the form of efficiencies?
And we will find out after this break. No, okay, well, we have to go to a break. All right, so here's our second trivia question. What direction does the Nile River flow? And you can't say downstream, because that's like that's kind of obvious.
That is
right?
Correct, though.
That is correct. It goes downstream due to gravity. All right. Call 888-912-1190 to answer that question. And also, we want to make a mention here for the Ladies of Broadway. It's coming to the Marin Civic Center this March. Be prepared to be amazed and inspired by these Broadway powerhouse ladies when they hit the stage for a dynamic evening highlighting the tales and talents of their stellar Broadway experiences. They'll perform from Legally Blonde. I didn't know that was even a musical. Mamma Mia, Wicked, and Motown also. That'll be kind of fun. Check out ladiesofbroadway.com. All right, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients are doing just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call them at 415-883-2150. or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. You've probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where the real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% or more secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low-interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to PacificMoneyFund.com.
You're listening to the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan. Second trivia question. In what direction does the Nile River flow?
East.
North. No.
North.
North.
Ooh.
And it's funny because you look at a map, I know you think it's up, but I guess it's still downhill. But yeah, it flows up north, I mean. Let's try that again. Okay. So, Mark, during the break, you said you wanted to rant about something. So rant away.
So some of you, if you've listened to this show before, you've heard this rant before, but this was in this morning's local paper. Home prices rise 13.5%.
Okay.
No, they didn't, damn it.
Oh, no, they didn't.
So in Little Marin County, which, you know, can barely, you know, budge the meter on how many unit sales there are from 1 month to the next because we have no new homes, very low inventory, and not a lot of homes on the market right now. But our own local Marin Independent Journal has a, you know, editor that just loves to, you know, create these headlines about, you know, how in January Marin home prices increased 13.5% year over year. But they don't say that, oh, it's the median home price, which is irrelevant to home pricing. There isn't even such a thing as a median home or a median home price. It's a calculation. It's just a random number that's based upon, you know, half of the homes sold above this price and half of the homes sold below this price. It's a peg number. It's not a home value.
So are you telling me there's truth and then there's statistics?
Yes. Yes, indeed. So again, home prices continue to appreciate in California. If you want to know how much they're appreciating, you want to look at the Case-Shiller Index and their release at the end of January, which is for December statistics, because it takes a while to actually correlate this. They're up 9% year over year, and that is a conglomeration of Bay Area neighborhood statistics. California as a whole slightly lower, but San Francisco Bay Area home prices based on price per square foot of sales from December of 2017 over December 2016 up 9%. Again, a healthy number, but I just have to go on that rant because, you know, 13. I mean, it's a big. That's not a small difference.
No,
you
right.
know, it's almost, you know,
50%.
Yeah, you're almost.
Yeah, when you have three home sales for the month, then that really skews things, right?
Yeah, and depending on what the price of the house.
Yeah, but while we're on that, just a few more things, because Edward and Nam and I had attended two meetup groups this past week, some real estate groups, one in San Francisco and one in Fremont. And one of the topics we were asked to talk about is, you know, for real estate investors, you know, what do we see? You know, we've got our, you know, ears to the ground. You know, what's happening in the marketplace today and what are we seeing? And as lenders and at Pacific Private Money, we make short-term loans. We're a source of alternative real estate finance for real estate estate flippers, contractors, or home buyers. We also make loans to home buyers buying a home. We're the reliable source if you have to close in a short period of time and your bank financing is not coming through. We're the guys you go to. And we did talk about how among our peers, that is other private money lenders, we are seeing default rates start to increase, particularly among real estate investors and flippers. And one of the reasons why is that we have found that in the last year, many flippers have purchased homes they thought they could remodel and sell at a profit. But as it turns out, they paid too much for the property. Yep. And or the costs to improve because labor's gone up and supplies have gone up. They find themselves putting these homes on the market at prices that they can't obtain.
Now, theoretically, the lender may not lose money, though.
Typically, the lenders are not in a position to lend money if they did their homework correctly. But default rates mean the interest is not being paid. The monthly payments
currently,
are not being made. We've seen an uptick on a few of our own clients, but we are not concerned about any of the loans in our portfolio because of our underwriting practices. But it's noteworthy that be careful. You know, if you're a real estate investor or a flipper, be careful out there. You know, it's really easy to overpay for property, and you need to be more conservative about what you think your resale price is going to be, your after repaired value. We're getting loan applications from real estate investors and flippers that we're turning down because we look at their after repaired value predictions and the amount of money they think they're going to spend to achieve that in a property they buy that hasn't been remodeled in a while. Mm-hmm. And we just don't think it's realistic. It's unrealistic. They're under budgeting, over predicting on the price, and they're paying too much for the property. So be careful out there.
These guys have to either get into another business or just be a lot more selective.
Now, prices per square foot in many Bay Area neighborhoods are frothy. You know, we take a strong look at the actual neighborhood, and we've turned down buy, fix, and flip loan requests in certain neighborhoods, particularly in the Silicon Valley, where we think they're, again, way overpaying for a property. I mean, we got one in the other day. They wanted to buy an existing home for $2,000 a square foot, remodel it, and sell it for what they predicted to be close to $2,500 a square foot. Maybe they'll do it. I don't know. I just think that's ridiculous. And I don't want to be on the wrong side of that equation as a lender. Again, you know, be careful out there.
You know, what's interesting is at the events that we went to is there were some very experienced flippers. And if anyone's going to be able to make it work, it should be them. But some of them are losing out. They're getting desperate for deals.
Yeah.
But also there's a lot of people who are just entering the space, fix and flip. Mm-hmm. They're learning about it and they're just getting into it. And that seems like
on the tail end.
Yeah, they're on the tail end. Yeah. And boy, I hope they don't go through some hard knocks.
Another question we got at both of these events, they were, you know, asking us, hey, with interest rates rising, is that going to kill home price appreciation? Are home prices going to go down?
Yeah,
and isn't it funny how everyone thinks that's a logical argument? But if you go back 50 years and look at the charts of what happens to home prices when mortgage rates start to go up, home prices go up. There has never been...
Probably because of inflation, rather.
Right. There has been no time in our in the last 50 years where when real estate when mortgages started to go up, that home prices didn't follow. It's not an inverse relationship. Now, if they get to a certain level, it certainly impacts the ability for certain segments of the population to afford that home.
Right.
But we have such a shortage in homes right now on the market space that what happens with when mortgage rates start to go up is actually more people enter the home market because they say, well, I better buy now before they go even higher.
Because usually once they start, they usually don't stop.
Absolutely.
All right. Here is our last trivia question here. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the fund and how the fund is currently producing. What, 7.75%?
Yeah, about 7.8 right now.
7.8%. Love it. Okay. Trivia question number 3. How many strings does a typical mandolin have?
Ooh.
Hmm. Right? That's how many strings? And it's more than 0. Okay.
And less than 10.
And less than 10. Okay. So that kind of gives you a hint there. All right. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller. You'll win that tanning certificate. All right. again, here's a question. How many strings does a typical violin or mandolin have? Okay, that's it.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For almost a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Their clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying over 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Thinking of a wedding venue, family reunion, or a place for you and some friends? Check out the San Francisco Theological Seminary in San Anselmo, where a gracious, two-story, completely remodeled Victorian home features six spacious bedrooms and three full baths. The expansive kitchen boasts a professional range and large center island for family cooking. The formal dining room is accented by a working fireplace, and the large dining room is perfect for meals with close family and friends. This Victorian home can accommodate up to 14 guests in beds or 50 people for receptions. The expansive porch, wireless internet, and clean linens and towels provided will provide you a memorable event you won't soon forget. Call 415-451-2836 or go to www.seminaryevents.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Mark Hoff and Nam Phan. Third trivia question. How many strings does a typical mandolin have?
Eight.
Ooh, very good.
I guessed that.
Yeah, I figured. I mean, not,
nice.
Not the typical
one out of
six,
three.
But eight. Very good. Okay.
Right.
So, Mark, we got an email from a listener who says, why don't you use permanent leverage in your fund? Which is kind of interesting because we had just come back from West Palm Beach, and they were asking about leverage, and this guy happened to email.
So just for a quick refresher, I'm Mark Hanf. I'm founder and president of a company called Pacific Private Money. We're located here in the Bay Area. We're a 10-year-old company, and our product since 2000 and early 2008 has been alternative resource for real estate financing. And we started out in 2008, 9, 10, 11, mostly lending to flippers, people who buy fix and flip real estate. And the last 4 years, I would say, we have had an increasing percentage of loans that we make to consumers that are looking to buy loans. And thanks to Dodd-Frank and all the new restrictions on bank financing has gotten harder to get and it takes longer to get it. So in a tight purchasing market like we have here in the Bay Area, some people have chosen to take advantage of our fast and easy bridge loan to purchase real estate. And there's a lot of ways you can use that, and maybe we'll get into that a little bit later. But the question was, so we have a fund, the Pacific Private Money Fund, which we use the fund to make the loans that we make to our borrower clients. And we have what we call a low leveraged fund. In other words, we don't have permanent leverage that we use to increase the yields. Well, what do we mean by that? Well, so we make loans at around 9 to 10%. And at the Pacific Private Money Fund, we pay our investors a preferred return of 7%. And then we split the profits above and beyond that 50-50 between the manager and the fund members, the fund investors. And to date, through the last 4 years, we've paid on average right around 8%, a little bit below in 17, a little bit above in a couple of years prior to that. But, you know, right around between, you know, let's say 7.8% to 8% on an annualized distributed monthly basis. And we've done that without the use of leverage. And if we decided, hey, we can maybe increase the yields on that fund by maybe borrowing money at say 5% or 6%, because that's cheaper than the money we get from our investors, which cost us 7% plus a 50-50 split.
Well, let me back up for a minute. If you borrow the money at 5 or 6%, but you lend it out at 9 or 10%, then you have a nice arbitrage spread.
Right. But the reason you do, and the reason you use leverage is leverage is a cheaper source of money than your investors. And so you use a combination of investor capital and leverage typically if you want to maximize the profit that you can earn for both the investors and, of course, the manager too. So you're not incorrect, Edward. Okay. You're right. And in fact, that's exactly what we do when, you know, regardless of the cost of funds, we're going to lend it out at market rates. So, excuse me, sorry about that. When we first designed the Pacific Private Money Fund, we chose not to use leverage, and we do have a line of credit that allows us to close on a loan if we don't have the liquidity in the fund, but we pay it down to zero when payoffs come in or a new investor capital comes in. But we're not using permanent leverage, and permanent leverage is one where you always have a balance on a line of credit or a warehouse line of credit, and it maybe is equal to 10 or 15 or 20, 25% of the fund itself. And there's a belief and a good one that, you know, using leverage in a fund adds additional risk to the fund because the loan is always paid off first. With investment capital, everyone's dollars are treated equally. So if let's say there's a loss in the fund, the loss is, you know, distributed among all the investors in the fund. And generally because of that, if it's a small loss, it's usually an insignificant hit to the fund yield. But if you start having losses and you have a line of credit, well, the line of credit's going to get paid off 100%. They're not sharing in any losses and they have first dibs on that money. So in a declining market or the run on the fund, you know, the bank could call their loan. I mean, there's just a number of things you can go on. So again, just the most conservative of mortgage pool funds out there. And of course, we operate in California and we're familiar with a lot of other California funds. We know that a lot of other California funds do use leverage to achieve the yields that they pay out to their investors. We do not. It doesn't mean we're not interested in using leverage, and we may decide to launch another fund in the near future that does use leverage. But, you know, with where we are in the market cycle right now and the fact that, you know, we're preparing as a business for that day when real estate prices do start to soften, do top out, do begin to decline again, because we will have another cycle. That's just the way the math works. We choose not to use leverage for producing our, you know, near 8% yields to our fund members in the Pacific Private Money Fund. So for more information about all this mumbo jumbo I'm talking about, please go to our website, which is pacificprivatemoney.com, and or call us 415-883-2150. Our phone rings every day with people asking about our fund, and that call goes to either me or Nam Phan sitting right next to me here, and we'd be happy to share with you and answer your questions. And all of your questions are valid and good, and we've heard them all before. You're not going to stump us, and we're happy to answer those questions and provide you with more information and send you a prospectus on how you too can make an average of 8% on your money by investing in the Pacific Private Money Fund.
And Nam, do you have a deal of the week for us?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I would say this is a deal of the quarter for a number of reasons.
All right. Do tell.
Yeah. So we made a loan to a borrower in Sebastopol, and it was over 100% of the purchase price.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you guys didn't do 100% financing. Sounds risky.
Well, there's more to the story. So this borrower had another property that they had plenty of equity in, and it was her primary residence. So she used the equity in her current residence along with, she used the equity, and we were able to cross the two properties and provide not only the full purchase price, but some money for her to do some repairs. Now, that's not the reason why. So it's common bridge loan cross.
Yeah.
What was the LTV combined?
I believe it was right around 70%.
70%. Okay.
Yeah. So that in itself is great. Great story. But the social impact. This borrower is great. I love this borrower. She is pro bono helping people who were affected by the fire look for rentals. So she's helping them out, trying to find housing, and she's using her primary residence. What she's going to do is provide a place for multiple families to be able to stay who are affected by the fire.
That's a great impact investing story.
Yeah, and the property she's buying also has like a separate unit that she's going to rent out to people who are affected. So,
but yet she couldn't get bank financing because of the loan to value or income wise. Wow.
So yeah, so that's a great story. I love it.
So what Nama's talking about is something we hear a lot when we go to family office conferences is they like to know that the businesses or investments that they're putting their money in have a positive social impact on the communities. And that's what our loans generally are designed to do. And that's different than when people think, and again, you know, you could call us a hard money lender. We don't use that term. We can, you know, we call ourselves alternative finance providers or private money lenders. You know, hard money historically was thought of as predatory and or even contrary to the public good. Whereas today, the loans that the people that loans we're making to, they want it, need it, and benefit from it. And oftentimes there is a community benefit to that. So again,
and by the way, these guys do not have mustaches that they twirl. You can't see that on the radio, but I'm looking right at them.
I couldn't grow one if I.
Alternative finance today is not predatory, notwithstanding what you may think you know about hard money lenders.
All right, we are going to cut to our last commercial break. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, we're going to be closing the show out with some interesting comments. That's the Best of Investing. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Now, we didn't have another trivia question, but really quickly, you know, we were talking about the NASDAQ, and in the year 2000, it hit a high of 5,000, and now it's at 7,280. And you think, wow, that's a great rate of return. But I just figured it out. On a monthly basis, the rate of return compounded was 2.09%. So if you invested $5,000,
that's annualized over
18 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you
it sounds like a big number, but really on a year over year annual appreciation,
not so good.
Yeah, real estate was a better investment.
Yeah. So Mark, you wanted to finish off about impact investing.
Well, Nam was just sharing off the air that he'd went to the Petaluma. Was it the Norbar?
Chapter.
Yeah, and somebody stood up after you did a little presentation and said, "Well, private money has really positively impacted communities." And she was trying. I guess she was trying to put in a good word for our company,
just saying that private money is what rebuilt a lot of communities that were.
Well, and that's really what's true. And so. In contrast to the idea that many people hold, and I'm talking about even many realtors and mortgage brokers who would say, oh, I would never recommend hard money to a client. That's like, it's like loan sharking. Mm-hmm. But, it's private capital. It's the alternative finance community of companies like ours, like companies like Pacific Private Money, that provided the capital that was the catalyst for the real estate recovery. It wasn't bank financing. It wasn't government programs. It wasn't government bailouts. It was private capital from private individuals that was lent out through companies like Pacific Private Money in 2010, 11, 12, 13, that transformed homes, streets, neighborhoods, and communities into turnkey, safe, and crime-free neighborhoods. There were neighborhoods in all around the Bay Area, and particularly in the East Bay, East Contra Costa County, Oakland, neighborhoods where there was so much vacancy. People lost their homes. The homes were boarded up. The banks were required to put plywood over the windows. There was crime rates went up. I'd be driving through neighborhoods seeing piles of flowers every other block, which we all know indicated someone died there. I mean, just terrible stuff. You drive through those same neighborhoods today, and the homes look, they're remodeled, they look like new, they're safe communities, families have moved into these, and how did that happen? That happened thanks to private capital that provided the necessary mother's milk to real estate investors, contractors, and real estate flippers, which is not a bad word,
right.
Because they went in there, bought these homes, many that hadn't been remodeled in decades, which were lost to foreclosure because people treated them like ATMs. It was their own damn fault. Not the banks, but notwithstanding that little rant, they, you know, private capital transformed those homes into like new turnkey properties and rescued and resuscitated those neighborhoods. And it continues today. You know, we save deals from falling out. We save realtors and mortgage brokers, clients from losing an opportunity. Do they have to pay a little bit more by using our service? Yes, they do. But it's a choice. We don't cram our money down anybody's throat. They pay a little bit more. They get the house they want when they want it, thanks to private money, no thanks to the banks.
Yeah.
That's my rant. I'm sticking to it. No, but we are. It's positive impact. So again, if you looking for a way to invest your money for a social and a public good, and you want to actually make a nice return while doing so, consider investing in alternative finance, in debt. Mortgage debt is a great place to park your money right now if you're nervous about the stock market or if you're worried about home prices maybe have topped out and you're trying to hedge your portfolio in anticipation of maybe real estate prices decline, maybe the stock market's in for a major correction. With interest rates going up, savings rates aren't going to follow behind too quickly, and it's still great to get that 8% or more on your money investing in companies like Pacific Private Money. So for more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All right, here's our thoughts for the day. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving.
I thought it was like a box of chocolates.
Oh, yeah. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Okay. And don't wait for the perfect moment. Take the moment and make it perfect.
Seize the day.
That's it. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. On behalf of our team, thank you for listening. I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.